This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Resentment is a cocktail of disappointment, disgust, and anger. Two things that trigger resentment are comparison and criticism. All of us encounter criticism. Criticism disappoints us in ourselves and in our critics. If criticism is sharp and we are unable to accept it, then it triggers anger. If we are helpless against unaccepted criticism, we're disgusted with ourselves and our critics. The ingredients for the cocktail are in place, and time will mix the cocktail into resentment. Slowly, unobtrusively, resentment grows and kills. Mark in his gospel in chapter 6 records for us a narrative about people we seldom talk or think about. Herod Antipas, his brother Philip, Philip's wives Herodias, and their daughter Salome. Confronted by a man whose wardrobe consisted of camel hair robes and whose diet menu was locusts and honey. Herod Antipas and his brother Philip, sons of Herod the Great, of the great baby massacre fame at the time of Jesus' birth, were both tetrarchs ruling under Rome. John the Baptizer was Herod's favorite preacher, even though he did not follow John's teachings. Herod Antipas had married his half-brother Philip's wife Herodias, and John had spoken up against it as being unlawful. Herodias knew the truth of John's words, but did not want to accept it. She wanted to silence John, but could not, since Herod respected and protected him. Anger combined with helplessness to vent it birthed resentment, which grew silently and quietly within her. When her daughter Salome sought her suggestion on what gift to ask her stepfather, who was so pleased with her dance that he promised her anything she asked for, the unseen, the unobtrusive, invisible resentment shot to the forefront, and Herodias asked Salome to ask for the head of John the Baptizer on a platter. Gory, you see? That is what resentment does. Cornered by his word, Herod complied, and Herodias quietly nurtured resentment, ended up in murder in which her whole family was implicated. History tells us that Herod, egged on by Herodias, sought his lifelong dream of becoming king, and in the process upset Emperor Caligula, who exiled him to Gaul in France with his family, and nothing is known of him after that. Herodias, unable to accept criticism of her adulterous relationship, nurtured resentment, which, seizing the opportunity, pushed her young daughter to manipulate Herod and kill her critic. She ended up unknown, unheard of, except for this dubious act. Flashback to David, confronted by Nathan the prophet, who called out David's adultery and declared, "You are the man." David, in humility, accepted the criticism and the indictment. He repented. "Against thee, thee only have I sinned," he called out to God. He sought to start afresh. "Create in me a clean heart, O God." He wept. David's humble surrender to the conviction of God through his servant gave him a new lease of life. David closed his life story as a man after God's own heart, serving the Lord in his generation. Thousands of years later, in current times, David's soul outpouring psalms sustain and build suffering souls. Resentment most often is against God. Are you open to the Lord auditing your life and correcting it? When faced with the truth of your circumstance by the word of God or the people of God, by friends or family, are you willing to take stock of your life and effect a course correction? Or do you tend to nurse annoyance, feed it to anger, and grow it to resentment? Do you walk away from those who point out flaws or suggest corrections to your life and behavior? Do you compare yourselves with others and resent the fact that others get away with major wrongs while your littlest faults get called out in public? Do you resent the people who correct you? Do you have a resentment against God for what you see as His heavy hand upon you? My dear friend, you're playing with explosive material. Resentment kills from within and causes untold damage outside. Silently, resentment can turn you from the path of life and nudge you into the path of death. But repentance and return can give you a new lease of life, a life that will bless others and be blessed as David's was. The choice clearly is yours. Choose life, my friend, for resentment kills, while repentance gives life, life abundant and everlasting.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.